this is Mikey, and welcome to the Not Really Perfect Pour. And if you're a regular listener, and I know what you're thinking, you're like, oh crap, Mikey screwed something up again. He deleted something, didn't hit record. Here we go. The week is ruined. It's not totally the case this time. This time we had a couple sick calls when two of the three members of the Perfect Pour are too sick to even have a beer, let alone podcast with beer. We can't do a show. And it was a little too late for us to figure out something else. So here we are. I just want to give you an update that it won't be a regular Perfect Pour. If you've never listened to the show before, and this is the first time you've hit play on anything Perfect Pour, this is not something you want to judge us by. I just want to get this out there for Chew Your Beer. Because Chew Your Beer is like, if the show's like an hour late, he's like, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? So I for Chew, everything's cool. Basically, we called in sick. We're calling in sick this week. Podcast sick. But I don't know if it's maybe I like hearing my own voice too much. Hopefully this isn't. But I just want to get some. Not everybody's on Twitter. Not everybody's on social media where they know what the hell's going on. And they can just say, hey, we're going to go dark this week. We'll see you again next week. I just want to put something out there so everyone knows what the hell is going on. Because every Friday we have a new show, and I like having that consistency on it, on the Perfect Pour, and I just want everyone to know. So what I'm gonna do, I don't know why it feels like this is better than nothing. I'm just gonna do like a taster glass version of the Perfect Pour. Very quickly, gonna go through all, since this is the beginning of 2018, sort of. If you're new to the show, this is what we do. We've got our segments. We drink and we have our segments. And when we drink, we open up a beer like that. Then we play this clip.
I love gold.
That signifies opening of a new beer. I'm pouring this. This is the, I saw this, Sierra Nevada. Little Thing IPA. It's their hazy Little Thing IPA. I saw this in the grocery store tonight, and I was like, all right. And I hadn't had it yet. Like, this is time. So this is in stores, hazy IPA from Sierra Nevada, in stores now. This is our thing. Like, once Sierra Nevada has a hazy New England style IPA in the regular grocery store, then hazies have made it. Hazies are a thing. You could say like, that means they're over. Like, oh, that guy's having a hazy. Hazy's over. But I think it means that hazies have made it. Now, that smells great. It's very like dark cloudy. That's good stuff. This is a great hazy. It's not juice bomb. It is not a juice bomb. It's very, I'm having a little bit hard time getting the Sierra out of it. Everything Sierra does, you can always tell it's very consistent. This is a Sierra Nevada beer. I like that it's, I really like juice bombs, but not, every damn beer. So I appreciate that it's not a hazy juice bomb. It's just a hazy. This is just really quality beer. This is quality. I think Nick would like. I think Nick might actually like this. So segments. First up, we do culture, right? Culture. I'm just gonna do like one thing out of all our segments, just this on this taster version. One of our listeners, Tony Rogers, added me on Untappd. We were talking about how Russian River went. This thing with the Sierra Nevada having a hazy beer in grocery stores. Now, Russian River, we're saying, well, when Russian River has one, then that's it. It's over, or it's official, however you want to look at it. Tony Rogers and another listener, Lauren, both having a Russian River hazy New England style IPA. It's called Tempo Change. It's a 7%. And a lot of the reviewers are saying it's not a juice bomb either, but it does have that juicy New England style, but it's not a juice bomb. So it's only in growlers. I've seen that it's only at the brewery. You can get it in a growler, you know, on tap, growler, draft. I'm wondering if this is like a precursor to see if maybe they'll package it eventually. I don't know, but if you go to Russian River, you can try a hazy Russian River. So there, that would be an example of something, some news or culture segment. And after that, what would we do? We would, look at emails and then we would do voicemails.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
There you go. I'm cutting it off because this is the taster version. We're just going to get a little taste. That all our bumper stuff is done by Paul from Fairfax, which we love Paul here. So I'm just going to pick one voicemail this week to play, since this is a taster.
Hey, guys! Can you hear me? Scotty B! I just wanted to say that my tentative date for my next SoCal appearance is January 27th and 28th, Saturday and Sunday. I had to move it up, push it back, or stick it in. I don't know. I had to change it. So that's the date. I'm gonna be staying in like Long Beach, Los Alamitos type area, but I, of course, will travel to meet peeps. I gotta meet peeps. I don't know if I'll travel as far as the Inland Empire though. Maybe.
Gotta see them garage boys, Scotty.
But anyway, pretty much all I had to say. There's probably something else that I can't remember right now. I can never remember everything. But that's it. Hope you guys have a great show. Hope everything's groovy with everyone. Stay sexy.
Not really.
And keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Scotty B. I'll play that again next week for Nick and Matt. Out of respect for Scotty B, because he wants everyone to hear it. I'm just going to play one voicemail, so thanks, Scotty B. I'm glad it was Scotty B. Everyone that called this week, I'll play them. We'll play them next week. No worries. So you don't have to, like, call in again. The voicemails, most people love them. You know, once in a while, people are like, they're kind of long or whatever. Not everybody loves them, but I appreciate them. Appreciate them. I've had a couple beers before. I had a couple General Shermans before recording. I just recorded a Gaffman podcast before this, so Sabbath beer. So this is my third beer. Apparently I'm having problems. And then what do we do when the voicemail segments are over? You play this.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
More Paul. Thank you, Paul. I really, really, I'm hoping Paul can come up with a new song. I feel like Paul isn't around, doesn't have the studio access that he did before, and that's why we're not seeing as much, hearing as much new Paul stuff. But after the voicemail segment, what's next, listener?
Looking out for beers.
Keeping with this taster glass version, I'm going to do one looking out for. Modern Times Lightning Calculator. It's coming out this month. It's a double IPA, 8.5%. with Mosaic, Equinox, and an experimental hop, 6297 experimental hop. And it's got a super rad-ass can. So we'll be looking out for it. We're a modern times town, so we could get that. It seems, but that might be an only a brewery only thing. So might have to rely on friends to get it. I'm not real sure. So that would be a beer to look out for. These are beers releases to look out for. That's that segment. That's a little taste of that segment. And then after that, yeah, that's where we talk about what we've been drinking this past week in beer. And I got to be honest, even before the new year started, I was like, I'm going on a slight diet. I've never been heavier in my life. As of 2 weeks ago, never been heavier. And sort of scared me. I started seeing stuff happening on my neck that I wasn't comfortable with. So I've been reducing my calories, but still drinking, though. Don't worry. Still drinking. But I've just been drinking Sherman's this week because Matt was nice enough to drop me off some Sherman's. So I've just been taking it easy, drinking General Sherman IPAs from Tagascoya this week, trying to keep my calorie count to a manageable level, not getting crazy either way. So nothing exciting there, but usually this segment way more exciting on a regular perfect pour. This week, it's not so much. And I, right now I'm hoping like listeners don't hate me for doing this. I really don't know if this is a good thing to be doing, just me talking by myself, doing a like 10-minute version of the perfect pour by myself. I may be screwing this up. I hopefully people won't hate me as much as they hate Ryan Johnson for The Last Jedi right now. But I'm sorry, everyone. It feels like this is better than nothing. Hopefully this is better than nothing. So anyway, after Big Cod Dragon, it's time to pay respects. Time to
cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some
I really like this hazy little thing, IPA from Sierra. It's a nice beer. Real quick cheers. This is, again, cheers to our golden gods of the Perfect Board that donate money to the show every month. Because this month I had we have a UPS box that in the show notes there, you can see the address for our UPS box if you want to mail us a self-addressed stamped envelope. We will mail back to you a sticker or more. We got a little bit more left of the last batch of stickers we made. There's probably enough left for a few more people that want them before we have to make a new batch. And we made those batch of stickers because of the Golden Gods that donate money to us on Patreon. We have that UPS box because of the Golden Gods, because of the money they donate. That's all paid for because of you, the listener, and we hella appreciate that and your continued support. Some of you guys have been on there supporting us for a long time. You may not even know how much money you've given us. I see it, and I appreciate it. And those historically have given it to us, maybe not now, but have in the past. We really appreciate that. I'll talk about that till the day is all damn day, man. appreciate the goal of gods and everybody listening. You don't have to fucking give us money every week to make me appreciate it. I love the community, the Perfect Pour community, man. Everyone around it, it's just super cool. It's really the most fun thing about this show is the everyone involved, and it's kind of given. You know, if you're a craft beer into craft beer, you're probably going to be a cool person. There's not that many. There's a douchebag here and there once in a while, but because, you know, life, people, humans. But for the most part, if you're a beer geek, you're probably a pretty cool person. So, you know, congratulate yourself on being rad, right? So, also cheers. I'm trying to stick to one thing, but I want to cheers also Mike Montoya. He sent us a package, a yeast sample package to our UPS store box. Yeah, if you're going to send us something through that address, you know, be good about it. Everyone has been so far, so it's been rad. But, you know, not a big package, something packaged well. that's what she said. Follow us on social media at Perfect Pour Pod. Follow Nick, the Nick 80, on all the social medias, including Untappd. And follow Matt, Bearded Brewer 87. And myself, Mikey Top Pour. And that's it. I'm sorry if this is this was stupid. I'm really not sure. It feels better than nothing to me. But next week, you'll appreciate all of us being here more. And it will be awesome. Please, if you didn't like this or if this is stupid or whatever, get at us on social media, wherever you're on social media, or email us. I don't care. Say, no, never do that again, Mikey. Please, just let nothing happen. It would be way better. I'll be like, all right, cool, I get it. In Dorktown Network news, there is a planned new Dorktown coming in a couple days, hopefully. So get excited for that. I hope, knock on wood. And a new Get Off My Podcast should be out in another day or so. And there is a Flowing of Famous out right now. So within a few days, we should be back up and running. And by next Friday, Perfect Pour will be back. So appreciate it. You hanging out with this, and have fun. Be safe. Check your dates. And we'll see you next. Don't go anywhere. And we'll see you next week, man. Thank you.